Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Happy Monday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, VA, and Monumental Sports Network on TV. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on your Twitter. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Good morning.
Hello, Jason. Good morning to you.
Hey.
Eric Pickle is with us.
Cakes. Hey, Ricky.
Hello. Good morning to you. And JP Flay just gets in under the wire. Good morning to JP.
Yeah.
Backpack unpacked at 6:01. So that is your Junks foursome here on a Monday. I believe the last Monday that Valdez will be here for a week as he readies for his golf trip vacation with
when
the boys.
When do you leave, Valdez? Oops. You leave Wednesday or tomorrow night?
I leave tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
This is my last day. One day work week.
Tomorrow morning, right?
The silly one day work week. No, it's at noon, but I was trying to angle for Drab to let me come to work and then leave, knock off like a segment or two early to make sure I get my flight. And he'd said, just take off. He said, just take off.
Yeah, just go. Just take your time.
Enjoy the day.
Just take some personal time.
Mike Marr will take care of it.
Take some Matt Valdez time.
So I'm very excited.
You got to be excited.
You should be.
One day work week.
One day work week is if you can get that, it's pretty amazing.
How many rounds do you have scheduled?
We play 36 on Wednesday.
Wow.
36 on Thursday.
Oh my god.
36 on Friday.
Oh my god.
That is a lot of golf.
At my age, I couldn't do that.
And then you come back Sunday.
I come back Saturday. Saturday early afternoonish.
I'm gonna
double a live tournament.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess by Friday you're gonna be lamenting it a little bit. I mean, just two.
Like, there's already people going. I don't know if I want to do 36 the first day and just be shot for the rest of the trip.
Yeah.
How hammered will you be on the course?
Well, if we're walking and then playing 36, it's probably going to be pretty light.
You better take your time, bro. Start hammering it late. You know, on about 15.
Everyone's going to be excited when we get down there, but. If you're walking 36, it's going to be hard to consume when you're doing that.
That's going
to
be tough.
You're going to walk the ocean course?
Yeah, they don't allow carts there.
Yeah, you have to.
They don't even offer
carts there.
And from green to tee, it's not a bad walk?
I don't know.
I've done the walk since I went down to the PGA when Phil won. It's not bad. It's kind of flat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I played that course 20 years ago.
I played hillier courses.
Right.
Yeah.
It's pretty flat.
Okay.
I mean, That's not
necessarily the hills. It's the distance from the green to the tee, oftentimes.
Yeah, but again, the caddy is doing the hard work. The caddy is carrying the bags.
Well, if you have a caddy, it makes it a lot easier. Yeah.
So there will be caddies.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes it a lot easier.
Have your tip money ready.
I got it in my wallet.
Just be ready to hook them up. Just be ready to
So
light
what's
them up.
What's the break in between the rounds each day? Is it just back-to-back?
I can bring up the itinerary.
Is it back-to-back pretty much?
You need to have lunch.
You gotta have some lunch.
Well, the Wednesday, the first one's at 8:20. The second one's at 3:10.
All right, so you got a break there.
All right, hold on. Let me bring it up.
So you got a break there. That's nice. Grab some lunch.
Might need to get like an IV.
I do have like the potassium things.
Yeah, get like a B12 shot in between.
Let's see. The 9th, which is, I guess that's Thursday, we're playing Cougar at 8:20, Oak at 2:20. Then that Friday is Turtle at 8:30, Osprey at 2:20.
I also got a little bit of a break in between those rounds. Good.
I saw a picture of you, Jason, this weekend. I guess you were at the concert on Friday night, and some listeners took a shot with you.
Oh, was really? This the cover band you went to go see?
Yeah, the Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, Rumors.
Yeah, was it good?
It was great.
Just as you thought?
I was confused, though, because the band that I thought I was going to see that I had followed on YouTube, it was the totally different band.
There must be multiple. It makes sense. I mean, Fleetwood Mac's a pretty legendary band. It's going to be more than one tribute.
But they're all called
there.
Rumors.
It's a great name.
They're all the same name.
Did you see the JV or did you see the Varsity?
I mean, they were good. They just weren't who I thought they were. And the difference was this band that I saw on Friday, they try and look like all the band members.
Mm. Okay.
So Lindsey Buckingham had the big curly hair.
Yeah, okay.
And then, Mick Fleetwood, the drummer, he's always dressed up in that, I don't know, that he's got black and white.
Like a vest.
Yeah, with a vest, like the black vest.
Yeah, okay.
And then the lead singer, she tried to look like Stevie Nicks, same with Christine McVie. And they were talking to each other on stage like they were the band members.
Oh, so it's the real, immersive experience.
It was like an act.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what?
The music was great. I was thrown because it was someone I didn't expect to see.
They're fully committed to the bit.
Has that ever happened before?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a concert when you got a different band?
I don't know.
I can recall.
It was strange.
Did you notice it right away?
Right away when Mick Fleetwood, the drummer, came out. I knew that wasn't the drummer that I was expecting to see.
I don't know that I've seen many, if any, tribute bands as I'm going through my concert Rolodex in my brain.
Yeah. That's what happened.
I mean, I've seen like bands like the Leg Warmers that go up and do like covers of 20 different songs, but of a band that just specializes in
one
band's music. I don't think I've done that.
They probably did 25 songs, maybe 20 songs.
That's a pretty healthy set list.
And then the keyboardist, who was the Christine McVie?
Okay,
she was talking in a British accent.
Oh,
there's no way she's British.
No, zippy.
I think they're probably all from Richmond.
Yeah, she's probably from like McLean.
No, I think they're from the South. But
okay,
it was an act, but the music was great. It was just like I said, I was just confused when I saw the drummer come out on stage.
Yeah, you're a little bit thrown. That's
hold
all.
On.
That's
this
all
is
good.
Different than I thought.
Still had a good night.
Was it packed?
Yeah, it was packed. And I was probably besides my daughter, I was probably the youngest person there.
Oh, you were.
I figured so.
A lot of great grandparents there.
I mean, Fleetwood Mac, I mean, their heyday was
Yeah.
70s into the early 80s, maybe even late 60s. I don't know. I don't know when they formed, but.
Probably in the, late 60s, early 70s. Mm-hmm. But the show was great. And like I said before, Capital One Hall is just an awesome venue. The acoustics are incredible.
Where is it located again? Is it in Tyson's?
It's in Tyson's. Yeah.
It's on the other side of the Beltway where, I don't know if you know where that Capital One building is.
Oh, sure. I know where it is. It's massive.
That's where
you
it is.
Can't miss it.
It's right behind it.
It's gigantic, actually.
Correct.
If you drive on the Beltway.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So you don't have to venture into the city.
No,
just go to Tyson's.
No.
Easy peasy.
So that was your Friday night, but Saturday was your birthday. Did you do anything special?
Went to Gold Cup.
That's right.
Awful weather. Awful. But my buddy had a big, catered tent. So, I mean, the walk from the car to the tent wasn't fun. But then we had a couple drinks there, had some food. And then we were out, got back home at 6:10 for the Derby.
Mm-hmm.
And went to bed right after the Derby.
Oh, my God.
That is
was a healthy 48
hours. So, wait a second. You went to bed at like 7:15?
Probably 7:30, yeah.
Yeah.
On Saturday night.
Because Friday night was a long night.
Yeah.
Friday
How
night,
long?
I probably got to bed at 12:30.
It's not that long.
Well, that's very late for him.
For me,
I mean,
it's long for me.
He's usually not past 9 o'clock.
That's average for you. For me, I never stay up until
lives on
after
a
midnight
like, different
on Friday.
Night owl type of schedule.
Well, on weekends, you don't have to go to bed at 7:30.
No, you don't have to.
If your body feels like you need to go to bed, you go to bed. So that's why I went to bed.
See, my main disagreement with your premise is you say when my body feels that way, but you're taking sleep aids. So if you don't take the sleep aids, what would your body tell you?
go to sleep.
Well, then why take the sleep aids?
Because on a weekday, I just feel stressed.
Knocking you out.
I feel stressed to get to bed early and have
but
a good night's sleep.
It doesn't really knock you out. It
because
just
I
helps
have to get, to,
it just
get
helps
up so
a
early.
Little bit. It helps you ease you into sleep.
Whatever he's doing.
No,
he's
no, got, mine, definitely.
He's got the
sleep aids
puffy,
I use knock me out.
He's got the least puffy eye bags of anybody in this room.
Oh, no
so
doubt.
So he's winning
he's
at
the
life.
Most well-rested.
Life wins.
But my
going to bed at 7:30.
But you're missing my point, Mr. Flame. Friday night was a long night, and I wasn't feeling great Saturday, so my body said, go to sleep, get a good night's sleep on Saturday night.
By the way,
that's like why.
The Derby was silly. I actually didn't tune in until just before. Normally, I like to watch a lot. I maybe watched maybe 20, 30 minutes before.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have a good background on many of the horses.
I thought the race was starting at 6:37, and then it was starting at 7.
It started way late.
So late.
Maybe it always starts at 7.
Who knows?
No, I don't think it starts usually that late.
I felt like it was a little later than normal, but maybe not. Who knows?
It's usually right at 6:55, so maybe it's 5, 10 minutes later.
It was a little later, but God, it was awesome.
I know.
I mean, at no rooting interest, I just watched it as a casual observer, and it was just an awesome race.
It was.
I mean, so many friggin' horses. There were two or three times where I thought, well, it's going to be a calamity. Yeah. I mean, one of these guys.
They look scary.
Yeah, they're bumping into each other. And just an incredible finish.
Looks like jockeys are about to fall off the horses.
Yeah,
at
I was
times.
Just waiting for them to just crash and burn.
Just wait for a calamity.
Well, then when you have a race that you win by a nose, that makes it even better.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So,
I mean, I'd rather
finish.
Watch that than a horse win by 10 lengths.
I think so.
Right.
Now they're saying this one. I guess it's 50-50 at best. Maybe if it runs the Preakness already.
Oh, is that what they're saying?
Pretty tired after this race. We'll see. I think the other one, maybe even the runner-up, Sierra Leone, may not run.
Uh-huh.
And then
there'll probably be 10 horses in the Preakness.
I didn't realize this, that the Belmont, I guess they're running at Saratoga, like we talked about last week, for the next couple of years, but it's been shortened. Mm. So it's not like that long-ass race.
Like 2 miles. Because the track's different, I think, at Saratoga.
Yeah, different, and it's shorter. It's a shorter race than... You know, before that was always the deal, right? With the Belmont, it was
Belmont
the longest.
Was always the longest one.
Yeah,
it was
so
2 miles.
It kind of makes the Triple Crown easier, in a
well,
sense.
Well, maybe more
it's not
horses.
Not gonna happen this year, I don't think. But in the future, it makes it easier.
Cakes has always wanted to make it easier with the Double Crown.
Yeah, lower the bar. Let's lower the bar, everybody.
You want to hear the call?
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought
there on the front outside. Here comes a run from Stronghold and Resilience. And Resilience has now moved up to take the lead. As Mistress is given way, coming by the 16 pole. And Mystic Dan is now controlling inside. It is Mystic Dan down toward the inside with the lead in the final 16. Forever Young, Sierra Leone is coming. These three coming out.
I tried to place a last-minute wager, but then I was looking at the numbers and all the different, you know, permutations, and I just said...
Melted down
a
little bit.
I can't do it. Because I went with, like 5 minutes before the race started.
By the way, that call was Nubs, and usually he's very good. Resilience, wasn't even... Resilience was never in the lead.
Right. Mm. Well, that guy also sounds kind of old. So I maybe he's just losing his fastball.
Well, I also was stunned that, you know, I know that oftentimes the favorite doesn't win the Derby, but Fierceness was never in the mix. I guess it finished 15th.
Yeah. Well,
but it just got smoked.
Yeah, I think they may have pulled off on it because they knew it didn't have it.
Yeah.
But I think the Triple Crown is pretty much dead. I was reading all about it because there's no back in the day, the stakes races, they would just race all the time. Now they do with the NBA, they just do load management. They don't really care. And so they're not going to race their horse back to every other week in the season. So for the Preakness to survive, it has to push its date back. And they're talking about moving it back 4 weeks from the Derby.
So is there no injury to Mystic Dan? They just don't want to race the Preakness because it's just too much?
It's too much. And so
that's the whole trick. It's always hard.
None of them
to
race. None of them race anymore. So you have a bunch of bum horses. Now, this year might be a little different because Bob Baffert is going to stuff it with his horses because he wasn't in the Derby. But I think they're going to have to move the Preakness back to a new date, which right on top of the Belmont, which throws the whole thing off.
Hmm. Yeah, so, it's already thrown off as far as I'm concerned by shortening the Belmont. That kind of taints it too. So.
And everyone's saying this is invalid because Baffert had two horses that were legit Derby contenders.
How did Uncle Kenny do?
Not good.
Not good?
Not good.
Wasn't his year.
Vin? Wasn't his year. He didn't have the three. Had everything else. I wasn't really into his plays that he sent over because I didn't like fierceness just because I was buying into the rumor that it was a possible scratch.
Yeah.
They had to fly in a blacksmith last minute to do something with his, with his feet.
Where did he end up finishing?
15th.
15th.
Did you get any bathroom intel? Because you were talking about the stable and whether they went to the bathroom just before.
Well, you have to be watching the parade of horses beforehand.
Yes.
But I was talking to him. He had the 17 in his his horse rankings that he gave me. He gave me his top six, and that's a rich ticket to do. It's box six horses for a trifecta. It's a $120 ticket. So I ended up doing it and throwing money away. But He said yesterday he was all over the board. He said he picked all the horses, didn't bet them well. And then he says, I couldn't pick the horse, and I couldn't bet anything.
So one of those weekends.
No one will get it back for the Preakness.
So maybe
the one you sent me, how'd that do? I didn't put it in.
For the Oaks? Oh, the Oaks didn't hit. We hit his 1-2-3 finished 1-2-4.
Oh, okay.
So he was just out of the money.
So Vinny sent me his card, and he texted me yesterday. He goes, I just listened to your horse guy. He stinks. He says, I'm available next year. And he sent me his ticket, Valdez, where he had the Kentucky Oaks and the Derby double. And he hit that for $600.
It's pretty good.
Vin was pretty excited.
Take a $600 dub.
Yeah,
how much was the bet?
Looks like it was $10? A $25 ticket.
Nice. It's a good score.
$25
It's a good
ticket.
Return. Take that every time.
Yeah, I've been on four different horses to win, and they all big losers. I did a couple faves and a couple long shots. I just had no idea who Mystic Dan was.
Well, it's just also just it's such
didn't
a,
even jump out on the off the page. On
I don't me. Think it's Mystic Dan was mentioned last week when we had Rick Snyder.
Not that I can recall. 20 some horses. Yeah. It's a miracle to get through that gauntlet.
Yeah.
You know, but it was awesome. I loved it.
It was forever young. Was definitely bitter.
Well, is that the one that finished?
He finished in third.
Oh, he finished third
by about 6 inches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was exciting.
I would love to see Drab watching his TV trying to rationalize how Forever Young should have came in first. Oh, did you see the controversy though between Forever Young and Sierra Leone?
I did not.
Well, apparently the jockey put his hands on the horse and was running
he pushed him off and grabbed his reins. The jockey for Forever Young almost fell off.
Yeah. I mean, at minimum, the number two should be taken down and then possibly disqualified.
But they didn't file a complaint, right? I heard. Yeah.
Usually, what's funny is if you're at the Nubs tracks, if you're at Rosecroft, and then you see something shady the jockey's doing to one of the horses, it costs $50 for an inquiry. So none of the jockeys or the owners want to pay $50. And if someone has a big ticket that your horse may have interfered with, they'll pay the $50 to see if it gets taken down.
Sure,
or not.
Of course.
Out of the stands. But funny.
Hilarious.
What a weird sport.
It's an awesome sport, though. It really is awesome.
For that particular race, it's really awesome.
It is. It gets the hype, and I don't know. It just feels like there's meaning to it.
I'll watch the Preakness, too, just see. We'll see what horses are in it, but.
Yeah, I don't think
when you have a race that tight, it was fun. Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. You can text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. It's the same number, 1-800-636-1067. You can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Later in the program, we will talk Nats. They're 500 again. They seem to get to 500, then lose one, then back to 500, lose one, back to 500. But they are playing much better baseball than expected. Bob Carpenter, the voice of the Nationals on Masson, will join us at 9. That's right here on the Junkies. Welcome back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV.
Let's talk about the Nats. Nats come back and beat the Blue Jays yesterday, 11-8. Trailed early in this game because the second inning has just been a disaster for the Nationals all year long.
Gave up five, it looks like, huh?
Yep, and the Nationals lead Major League Baseball in earned runs allowed in the second inning.
That's so weird.
It's just a weird thing. And
that can't continue.
Mackenzie Gore was not good in this. Now, the defense has been awful for the Nats the last two games. They've got seven combined errors for the last two games. So, you know, Mackenzie Gore, even though he wasn't great, gave up six hits and six runs, only two were earned. But, yeah, the second inning's been just a bad inning for the Nats all year long. They gave up five, so they trailed 5-1 going into the third. They gave up another one in the third, so it was 6-1. And then the Nats scored five in the fourth, and then another one in the eighth, two more in the seventh, and they went 11-8. And it was, you know, kind of a back and forth game, but it was pretty fun to watch. And the Nats, like JP said earlier last segment, are 17-17. They've won 7 of 10. And now the red-hot Orioles come to town for two games starting tomorrow. So the Orioles have the best record in American League, 23-11. They just swept the Reds.
Trapp said something during the break that I was not aware of. Now, it is
they're 34
May
6th. Games in.
Yeah. But he said if the playoffs started today, they would be in.
That's pretty shocking. And it looks like the light bulb going on for Luis Garcia.
I mean, look
hitting,
at him.
He's hitting almost 340.
Well, and he had an unbelievable day yesterday. Although he left the game late. Is there any word on why he left the game yesterday?
Haven't heard.
Because
4 for 4.
Yeah, he was 4 for 4. But then Vargas pinch hit for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the eighth. But yeah, I got to find out what's going on with him.
He was a guy that like would drive Rizzo nutty.
He can hit, man.
But if he's going to hit 337.
Yeah, I mean, like just maturity issues, weight issues.
Right.
Redonding
he looks
him.
Good. He looks good physically.
Yeah.
Had another stolen base yesterday. He's got 6.
Uh-huh.
And like you said, he had 4 hits and 4 RBIs. But he did leave the game late. Got to find out what's up with him. Winker, who's hitting 254, his average has gone down a little bit. But he hit a home run. Rosario hit the go-ahead home run to put him up 10-8. But this team is, you know, I'm not saying they're a playoff team.
No, but they're scrappy.
But they're scrappy. They're better than they were last year just based on their roster. You know, the question is, can the pitching hold up? And Mackenzie Gore has been pretty good for the most part this year. But all their other – and Corbin is Corbin. But, you know, we've got to see
pitch
what happens with JoJo
Gray. Better
last
time, though, because on Friday we missed.
Yes.
EB had the Blue Jays winning by 1-3 runs.
Yeah.
Mostly because Corbin was pitching.
Yeah,
and he pitched well.
He gave up. He gave up 3 early, I think. But then they rallied. Yeah, and they won easily in that game.
Yeah, they won 9-3.
Yeah.
So the team is fun to watch, especially at home. You know, they go through stretches where they, you know, they struggle to score. In that Rangers series, they struggle to score. But you know, against subpar pitching, and Manoah was subpar yesterday for Toronto.
Where
they destroyed him.
Where is Finnegan in the saves? Is he one of the leaders of 11 or no? Is that not
I
really?
Think he is.
He's got to be up there.
I would think, right?
I want to say like when he had 10, he was tied for the lead. So
it seems like a lot.
I haven't checked lately.
I mean, Holmes for the Yankees has 11.
Tied for the lead.
Finnegan has 11, and Helsley for St. Louis 11. So there's 3 guys with 11.
Right.
And he's been really good. So they've been fun to watch. The lineup can hit. Especially now that Garcia is, you know, an everyday player.
How many of the guys, though, that are contributing are not part of the long-term plan? Winker really wasn't supposed to be part of the long-term plan,
they're kind of
right?
Fill-in guys.
I don't think Meneses is at this point, right?
Does Meneses have a home run yet this year?
Let me see.
I don't know if he does.
As of a couple days ago, he didn't.
Which is kind of surprising because he's hitting 3 or 4 for most of the year.
Yeah, no 0 so far.
Yeah, that's kind of strange how he's not hitting any pops.
Right.
In terms of the long,
but we've talked about it a lot. I mean, their team speed is there. They're stealing all the bases.
The guy who's really struggling is Ruiz. Now, he had the flu, and he's certainly a better defensive player than he is offensive. But Riley Adams, probably a better offensive catcher. But Ruiz is hitting 134. He went 0-for-5 yesterday. But, you know, Lipscomb's come up. He's helped. You know, obviously, Abrams having a good year. Jacob Young having a good year. Scored 3 runs yesterday, hitting over 300. They've got some – they're much more exciting, much more fun to watch than last year.
Maybe a little bit ahead of schedule.
Where did Lipscomb Possibly. – where did he go to high school? He's from –
He's in Urbana. Urbana, I believe.
Yeah, Frederick-ish.
That's crazy.
I'm not sure what high school
he went. And he played at Tennessee?
Yep. I'm 98% sure he went to Urbana.
Wow. 57 Urbana. Stolen bases for the team already. That leads the major leagues.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, they're running around.
It'd be nice to get back to the days when, like, Ricky Henderson would steal 100 bases.
Tim Raines.
Ricky Henderson and Tim Raines. Yep. Right? Vince Coleman.
That was the heyday.
Yeah.
For swipes.
It's cool. I'm into it. Did you watch any of the golf over the weekend, Jason?
Yes, and I felt horrible for Ben Coles yesterday.
Yeah, well, he kind of did it to himself.
No, he surrendered to the pressure. Yeah. This is a guy, Ben Coles, who he's 34 years old. He's struggled to play on the PGA Tour. He's a Corn Ferry guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's been like PGA Tour, Latin America. So all the minor league tours, he's only made 4 cuts this year out of like 11 events coming into this week. His best payday was $135,000.
Mm-hmm.
So he made $19,000, $21,000, $135,000 at the Puerto Rico Open. Then he won $17,000 at the Valero. So he just has not had a good year struggling to pay the rent or the mortgage. Now, he made $1 million yesterday, but that would have been a game changer if he wins and holds on to that one stroke lead. Because he would have been in all the signature events, which are pretty much guaranteed money. He would have been a 2-year exemption on tour, playing in all the, you know, playing the Masters. And for him to give up that one stroke lead. Now, Pendrith was a great story, too, because he had been struggling and he gets his first tour win.
What was the tournament for those of us
it
not
was
in
the
know?
CJ Cup, Byron Nelson. So it's basically called the Byron Nelson.
Disaster chip for him. I mean, that looks like something I would hit in the Purple Heart Open.
Yeah.
Well, we've all done that.
Everybody's been there, but you just don't expect a pro.
Many times.
Now, it's a knee knocker because there's a trap between him
front
and he's hitting
to
the short side of the green.
Yeah.
Like, it's a you know, disaster waiting to happen for an amateur, but a pro, you would think, they've hit that shot 1 million times.
Well, think about it. In the last few weeks, you saw Denny struggle when he had a wedge in his hand, right, with a tournament on the line, and then you saw... By the way, have you seen his grip, the way he holds his hands?
Yeah.
No.
He kind of holds them like on top of each other.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's a really, really weird, unique grip.
Yeah, they were talking about that. But I felt...
I got into it, dude. I don't know why. Maybe because there wasn't that much going on. I just watched a ton of the freaking Byron Nelson, and there was nobody in it. Jordan Spieth wasn't there, basically. I watched a bunch of no-names, and I just got sized.
You're not watching Live.
I did watch some Live.
Saw a few minutes of the Live. But like somehow like I stumbled onto it.
Yeah.
I think it was on Friday when I saw it.
Well, I watch it on my computer because I have a hard time.
No,
finding
the CW
it.
I feel like was right next to, and I don't generally consume anything on the CW, but I think it was right next to TNT or TBS. And I was like,
remember with my Fubo TV, I don't get TBS anymore.
No.
I don't.
Live, it's a carrier issue.
Live got busted with fake tweet graphics.
Fake what?
Like they were shown on the screen, like a anonymous tweeter or whatever, some random guys going like, "Let's go Smash, bring it home." And then somebody like was searching the tweets, and there were no tweets like that.
So they're tweet bots.
Yeah.
So they have some sort of fake.
No, not tweet bots. Not they're
bots.
Trying to create a conversation.
They're creating
with fake
graphics of tweets that don't exist.
So it's Liv is creating it, trying to make it look like it's organic from a wackadoo Liv fan.
Right.
I mean, I believe it.
He's just the guy in the in this truck.
Yeah, I believe it. But I was watching it.
That's sad.
I always watch it to see Anthony Kim.
Yeah. But TV shows do that. Like I not 100% confirmed, and I haven't watched the show in a while. But PTI always does a mailbag. And it's just a different way to create topics.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not reading real people's emails.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who knows? Probably an intern.
It'll be an email like, who do you think's going to win game two tonight? And that's just a way for them to launch into a topic. Knows?
It just seems corny for some intern. They're paying $8 an hour in the truck to come up with fake tweets about the event.
I mean, I'm not surprised. They're trying to generate interest. Listen, you got to be a golf nerd to really seek it out.
Yeah.
I'm kind of interested in it, so I do sort of seek it out. But
what I happened to hear was, and maybe he won over the weekend, when I watched my 5 minutes of Live on Friday, was that Jon Rahm hasn't won yet on Live.
Right.
No, Koepka won, didn't he? Did Koepka win?
Koepka was dominating. Yes. I can't remember. It ended Koepka on Saturday,
and he's got four wins, I think, on the tour this year.
What does he take down for that win? It's probably like $5 million.
I think it's like four million.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then everyone's talking about how Koepka's trending upward before the PGA Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, everyone's seen this story before.
Well, he won it last year, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
At Oak Hill.
At Oak Hill, yeah. So
it's in Louisville. It's in Valhalla.
It's in Valhalla. Now this week you get the Wells Fargo, which is a signature event. So there's all the big names will play. I haven't paid attention. Has Scheffler's wife given birth yet?
No.
Okay.
I don't believe he's going to play.
Yeah, I saw that
he was. I
think
he's not going to play.
Yeah, I saw he was
not
in the field.
Were they just overhyping how close the baby was during the Masters?
Yes, because it was like a month away.
Okay.
The baby was not going to come out.
Baby's taking its sweet time. The baby's chilling.
I don't think the baby's due for another week or so. But, yeah.
I saw he wasn't in the
Maybe
field.
Maybe they'll induce so that he could definitely play Valhalla.
I would think.
You know what I mean? Let's not mess around here.
I would think he's definitely going to play Valhalla. He's got a couple weeks, though, right?
Yeah, I think 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think 2 weeks.
But yeah, I just felt bad for Coles because you knew when he missed that putt, he took his hat off and he said, it's done. Now, great payday, but that would have been a game changer for him.
Yeah. Well, it's still good. And I think he's won like four times on the Corn Ferry Tour.
Yeah.
You know, which is, you know, if you win four times on a Corn Ferry Tour, you're a damn good player.
Oh, he's definitely a good player. But
this would be a good boost for him.
That was tough.
If you felt bad for him.
Now, look, even if he pars 18, he's going to a playoff, so it doesn't mean he's going to win. But the fact that he bogeyed it, obviously, Pendrith, all he had to do was birdie it.
It's so fun to watch golf now with all of the TrackMan stats, and you get to see these guys' ball speed, you know, for the majority of the shots off the tee. These guys are such monsters. I mean, they're hitting at 183, 184 ball speed off the tee, which is just bombing it. I mean...
They're professionals, man. They're unbelievable.
Yeah, they're just so big. They're so strong. It's awesome. I love it.
The golfers are so big and so strong.
Well, they're pretty strong. Yeah.
Okay.
Jake, you look up Jake Knapp. You look up, hell, even Pendrith.
I see a lot of guys who are like cakes and ice size. I mean, skinny.
Yeah, I think it's changing.
Will Zalatoris is so big and
Zalatoris
so strong.
Zalatoris is small, but he bombs it.
I'm not saying they don't bomb it, but he's not saying so big and so strong. He's not saying like they got muscles that like they're Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's saying like the strength in terms of the flexibility and their body
control. The
clubhead
speed that they generate.
I understand that. But to say so big and so strong is a huge misnomer.
Well, for the weight.
You're just picking.
NBA players are big.
Yeah. No, they're not 6'9", but.
Players are big and strong.
Yeah.
JP's very combative today.
He's questioning me about going to bed at 7:30. Like he should care.
He's questioning everything.
He's questioning you about the golfer's swing speed.
Jake Knapp's a pretty big dude.
He's not understanding the big, like, big and strong in his brain means like Mr.
Like
Olympia.
Linebackers. Like,
yeah, no. Mr. Olympia.
Correct. That's generally what people think of.
Knapp is a strong kid.
There's different types of strength.
Golfers, you're going to defend it, but most people, when they think of big athletes, don't think of golfers.
All right.
He doesn't mean he's 6'8". He just means they're strong guys.
Just look up Jake Knapp.
He didn't say that they were 6'8".
Yeah. I'm sure they're outliers.
Yeah. Hey, Jake Knapp used to be a bouncer. He's got to be strong.
They're bigger and stronger than they've ever
thinks
been.
Every golfer's Craig Stadler.
Yeah. No, a lot of them are like Justin Thomas or Jordan Spieth. They're not big and strong guys.
You're not understanding. They're strong
for their sizes.
For their sizes. Yeah. Like
they are.
Their ability to probably do stuff with their body.
Rory McIlroy is probably shorter than you. He's a strong MF-er.
And he probably weighs 180 pounds.
He's a strong MF-er. Hmm. It's golf strong. It's different.
I don't care. Jake Knapp is just, if Jake Knapp walked in there, you'd see what an athlete he is. You could tell right away. Dustin Johnson.
Well, I'm guessing if Jake Knapp walked in here half of the people here would have no idea who he was.
Well, okay, but half would know. Three of the five.
Three
of us
would know.
This person would not know.
Cakes wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. I'm guessing Drab wouldn't know, and I'm guessing Mike Marr wouldn't know.
Right. It's probably true.
Anyway, it was.
You know, he was an athlete. I promise you that.
But you're right. It is fun to watch those guys.
Even the guys who aren't. They get the stats up there.
They're not household golf names, but they're fun to watch.
Why is this? What's this guy doing? What's this guy's deal?
Our feed's not working on Monumental Sportsnet, I believe.
It seems like I'm watching it, but
I heard him talking about an extension cord.
We got some guy wandering around here poking his head in.
Got technical difficulties.
Yes.
Nobody should be surprised.
All right,
got
to take a break if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, when you were doing the golfer feeling bad for the golfer because he missed a putt, I didn't watch game seven.
He flubbed his chip.
I didn't watch game seven of the Magic Cleveland Cavaliers game.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at Franz Wagner's.
I watched it.
Box score.
Yeah, I watched it.
He's going to have to live with that the rest of the summer.
Yeah,
In the game seven, the biggest game, and he's a really good player. He's the better of the Wagner brothers.
Mm-hmm.
The Wizards had the Nubs Wagner.
Which one?
Although he's not bad. Mo.
We had Mo Wagner.
Had
That's
Mo.
Correct.
Mo's
That's right.
All right. But Franz is a stud, and I think he finished 1-for-16.
1-for-15.
1-for-15.
15.
Over five.
Oh, that's brutal.
Well, Orlando was hot in the first quarter, and they hit 6 of their first 11 threes, but they finished 10 of 31. So what, they went 4 for their next 20, and they had an 18-point lead evaporate because no one could guard Donovan Mitchell.
And he scored 50 in game 6.
He was unbelievable.
In game 6, which they lost, he scored 50.
That was a very physical game, too. I mean, there was a lot of non-foul calls. I mean, they could have called another 30 fouls. But it was fun to watch, I mean, just because it was game 7. But, yeah, Wagner was just – he couldn't drop in the ocean from a boat.
No, and then the surprising thing to me over the weekend was the Nuggets lose game 1 at home to the Minnesota Timberwolves, who they beat – on their way to winning the championship last year. And Anthony Edwards is becoming the talk of the NBA. You see his dunks, and you can go online. They do side-by-sides of his dunks and Jordan's. It's like the same footwork, the same leans, everything. And now he's added this season a really good, you know, outside game, and he's becoming one of the best players in the game. He was drafted number one overall a couple years ago.
Well, he's fulfilling his promise.
Yes.
He's looking like the real
deal. He's legit.
And not only are his dunks impressive, when he just gets one-on-one with guys, he's just cooking dudes and making them look silly.
He might be the most athletic player in the league.
Mm. Yeah.
He's only 6'4".
Wow. Plays a lot taller.
Wow.
Yeah, but yeah, getting back to the Cavs game, I mean, it's – look, I know it's the NBA and leads can disappear quickly. Usually in the playoffs, you know, with the way teams play defense, it's a little tougher to do that because the pace of play is not as quick. But, you know, I thought the game was over when I'm watching it because they couldn't miss. Cleveland couldn't make a shot in the first quarter, first, you know, 15 minutes.
But you have to know better than that because you said you watched some of the 31-point lead.
I know.
Which was in game five, I believe, of the Dallas series. Maybe it was game four.
Against Clippers,
when the Mavericks were trailing by 31 and late in the game had a lead. Yeah. They ended up losing the game, but they came back from a 31-point deficit.
It's just the vibe I got watching the game that it was just Orlando's day based on how they were shooting, and they couldn't make a shot in the second half. It was just – interesting. That's all.
I thought of all the first round series, though.
Nuggets are going to win tonight, by the way.
That was the one that I was the least interested in, Cleveland versus Orlando, for some reason. And I just feel like Cleveland, maybe they'll win a game against the Celtics. But I think the Celtics will roll.
Mitchell's really fun to watch.
He's a great player.
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
And you know what? He wasn't a super high draft choice, right?
I want to say he was like 12th or 14th.
Yeah, middle first round, maybe.
It does. I mean, the action this weekend was, with Anthony Edwards was unbelievable. I mean, with his personality, he has the ability in the game, obviously, to be the biggest star in the NBA. I mean, it hurts that he plays in Minnesota, but if they win and he keeps playing like this, but it just it angers me so much that that so much better defense in the playoffs, so much more intensity. There's no 140 points scored a game. It's just like they have to figure that out to get. Captivate the casual fan again because these playoffs are really good right now and it's a lot of fun to watch them but a lot of people
are you saying people don't want to see lower scoring games?
No, I just think that people are like the product of the NBA
in the regular season
is that nobody cares, nobody tries.
It's a different product.
So there's no build up until the playoffs.
Yeah, that's why they tried the in-season tournament, which let's be honest, nobody cares about.
Big giant flop.
Darvin Ham won the in-season tournament, but lost his job.
What good is that to him now? He'll resurface. Somebody else will rehire him.
But I agree. The playoffs have been really good. The Knicks-Sixers series was great, and the Knicks advance there. They'll take on the Pacers game one tonight. You know, the Cavs-Magic series was really good. I thought the Nuggets-Lakers series, even though it was 4-1, they were tight games. Dallas-Clippers, that goes, 6 games? Or was it 5? I lose track. Six.
That went 6, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there have been some really good series. And then Anthony Edwards, I do think
Edwards is fun to watch.
He's just blown up.
Yeah, but I think Denver gets game two tonight. I mean, Joker, I guess he had a pretty good game in game one. I didn't see it, but
he had a typical Joker game. The one thing that I'd say is, and I do think the defense probably affected him some, he generally shoots a really good percentage, and he was below 50% in game one.
But I don't know, the Cavs-Magic game was just fun to watch just because it was game seven. There was all kinds of intensity. The crowd was into it, but it was cool.
Your boy Markelle Fultz is still a contributor.
Yeah, but he's a role player.
Yes.
I mean, looks like I was looking at that. He's only averaged 7 points this season, played 20 minutes a game. He's only 25 years old. He'll be 26 in like 3 weeks.
Number one overall
pick. Crazy.
Role
player. Still that young.
If you had asked me how old Fultz was, I would have said 28 or 29.
I know.
Because it feels like he's been in the NBA forever.
He's been in the league since 2017.
He's still
after 1 year.
He's still really athletic. He can get up and down the floor. He just doesn't have the perimeter game. Yeah. And but he can get into the lane. He score a couple buckets inside against some taller guys, finishing against taller dudes. But yeah, it's at least he's part of something.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Even though he's a role player, he's part of a team.
Yeah.
That's good.
But Washington, Cleveland could be a model of a team that, you know, you want to be like Cleveland, the 4 seed. They're now kind of taking steps. They've got a bunch of young players, whether it's Garland or Mobley. And then, of course, they acquired Donovan Mitchell,
mm-hmm.
who was picked, looks like, 13th.
Yep.
He's just he gets in the lane. He's tough to guard. He got to the free throw line 17 times. I mean, 15 for 17 from the line. So he was really fun to watch in the second half. Didn't shoot particularly well, but he was getting in the line and scoring.
So Marcus Morris is on Cleveland. Is Markieff still in the league, or is he out? He is too. The Morris brothers, both of them are still in the league. Okay. You don't have to look him up. If you say so, I believe you. He's 34. So those guys are 34. I can't believe Tristan Thompson's still in the league.
We had Markieff Morris here.
We had
Markieff.
We didn't have Marcus.
Not
by the way,
knowledge.
how did that one guy die? Did you see? The one guy who's like 33 or whatever.
Like the former Laker, I think it was.
I think, yeah.
I don't
think they know. I don't think they know yet, right?
Well, I don't know your context. Which guy die?
Do you not remember
his
name?
It was an NBA guy, ex-NBA guy. I think his name was
Darius Morris.
Yeah, I think it was also Morris.
Oh, Darius Morris?
Yeah.
Remember him.
They found him. And then, you know, those three, those surfers.
Surfers, yeah.
Yeah, one of those guys was a pro lacrosse guy. A bunch of my lacrosse guys know. That was a terrible story. I think they shot those dudes in the head.
They did.
It's just brutal.
They wouldn't give up their truck.
Later in the show, we're going to get into some of the Tom Brady roast. I actually watched the whole thing last night. It was
grabbed
really,
it, too.
Really
he was
good.
Raving about it.
It was really good. It was kind of the talk of Netflix, I guess, CB. It was live. I missed part of it, but then rewatched the beginning
didn't
part.
Didn't Cat Williams do a live Netflix thing the day before?
I think so.
Yeah.
Did
How
it recently.
Did that go?
I don't know.
He did that on the 4th.
Couldn't tell you.
That must have been Saturday night. Yeah.
No, man, they're getting to more live events because they're going to have Tyson versus Jake Paul in July.
Mm-hmm.
And they did the roast last night.
That means we don't have to pay for that, right? For sure.
Correct.
I'm watch
I mean,
that.
You're paying if you pay for Netflix.
Yeah, I pay for it for right now. My wife just told me I paid for something else. I pay for Discovery Plus. I got to get off
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you got to.
What did you have that for?
You know, the dirt. Probably the dirt.
The dirt?
Is that on Discovery?
Yeah, but it wasn't a Discovery Plus.
I don't know.
I
were you watching?
No idea
on were you watching like Naked and Afraid XL or something?
Yeah, but those are on a regular Discovery. I have no idea why I would be paying for Discovery Plus.
You better.
That's done.
You need to make it Discovery Minus.
That's done. Trust
me. All right, got to take a break if you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.